good as this.
Better?
Yeah. No, I don't know. All right, we'll go with that.
A lot of people ask me what happens off air in this show. Like, do we write the things that we're about to say? Clearly not. How do we prepare? And I can honestly say, listeners, that most of the time it's Tony saying, all right, this segment, someone will play some stuff. Then I've got a clip, then we'll probably play a song. All right, no worries, Tony. But before this break, Tony said, can I have his stuff if I mention the folks in the solar industry? I might mention them. Thanks, Rich.
I'm glad. Glad you did mention that. I'm trying to think why.
Yeah.
I can't possibly be why.
So many bits of paper.
Well, I would need that. The Phil Spector case, a lot of people are saying, what is going on? Is there a verdict at this stage?
The sun's very 7-5. They won't say which way.
Right.
7 think it's his real hair, 5 think it's a cat.
The judge was reading out the initial verdict. Have a listen to what he said.
Period. I assume they've had a unanimous verdict.
So never finished. We can't read a unanimous dot. We can't reach a unanimous dot, dot, dot. Speak to God for them, obviously.
Oh, you think so?
Must be 12 people that counted them out. I don't know. Committing suicide.
Made your mind up, haven't you?
This verdict doesn't seem complete. What's happened there? What's that man doing in the shoggy wig? Making for the doors.
No, I can't.
No, we're not supposed to comment, really. It's probably illegal to even suggest that. But you know what? If he is innocent, it's just it's a remarkable couple.
What's he saying?
Well, you invite a woman home for the night and 3 in the morning, she just decides to top herself in the foyer. What is that like?
I've never had that happen. I've had bad dates. Never that bad. And I wear some pretty outrageous wigs when I go out as well. So Louis XIV stuff.
So it's right. So we're going to be going up that staircase to your bedroom, Phil Spector, and you're going to be wearing that wig. Just show that gun over, please. Let's sort this out now. Is that what he's suggesting? Is that what he is?
Yeah.
See the lawyers putting on their own dodgy wigs. Let's find out why I wanted that dizzy stomach. No. In the meantime, let's have some more music. Here at Triple E.
That if you see the words reading, writing, and arithmetic written on a whiteboard these days, they'll all begin with the letter R, and that's the teacher spelling.
Getting in some gear.
I didn't get it, I'm sorry.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic, they all spell with the letter R.
Oh, okay.
Which they're not.
Okay.
Do you want to explain that to Colin Schumer?
You
should before a time. And that's just the teacher spelling.
Over ahead, Richard, you said something on the show yesterday. You were talking about making the poster for this film, This Is England, which I have to say I'm getting a good word on.
It's a corker. I hear it's a corker.
Turning it into This Is Mars, and you were going to do that for the website. Well, look, one of our listeners has already done it for you. Here you go. Benny Allbutt. I think that's actually his real name.
Sorry, I'm laughing. I'm not going to laugh now.
The Adelaide Beatmaster's triumphant reverse cinema is truly inspiring the time. This is Marmalade. Beautifully done.
TripleM.com.au. Go and have a look.
Straight up on the
witch with his head on a skinhead's body.
Good looking.
With his eyes shut.
So they've gone for the one with his eyes shut. Somewhere on our website, there is a photo of Richard, and we just decided to use the one where he had his eyes shut.
And you'll notice he's always got his hands in his pockets, suspiciously.
Probably a skinhead in town.
What have you got there?
Oh, well, Luke Brooks has emailed him, and he said he was just watching some old Captain Kim episodes, and says, Tony looks dead sexy with a beard.
With a big beard.
Either way. Something about nerves with glasses, the size of this beard. Just a quick question, Ed. When you get older, are you going to complain about things that don't matter? I.e., is it too hot, or are there too many countries in the world today?
Right.
Well, the answer to that, Luke, is yes. How many countries actually need to end in Japan? They should all emerge. Who could even tell the difference between Paris and Uruguay, anyway? Norway and Sweden are different places. They're just trying to fool us so they can enter more teams in a double luge at the Winter Olympics.
So, and as we've learned, the countries of Nigeria and Ukraine do not exist.
And a country called Chad, come on. No one's trying anymore.
Many of these are just made up for internet scams.
Absolutely right.
Sticking with the topic of Richard Marsland, a lot of people say, where can they hear those gotcha call stylings with Warwick Capper?
Go on the website.
On your front page of the website in the article, just look for the big picture of Warwick Capper news.
Click through the menu.
Yeah. Front page of the website, there's your sizzle.
You know what they say, though, though?
Yeah.
They don't show it. There's not enough product placement. There's not enough selling of things. There's not enough advertorials.
Did they say that?
We say that all the time.
But we often mention our sponsors, our fine sponsors, and listen to Bo. He has a huge pulling power and rugged good look.
Yes, but then maybe that's not what everyone's after.
Okay.
Hopefully, now,
here's Richard. Richard had not read a word of that before he spoke it on air. And not one stumble.
Not one, Richard.
You thought you had him, man.
Thought I had him.
But he's still getting back to that karaoke business.
Oh, yeah. Never thought he'd get through casserole.
That is fantastic.
Well, Darren's very professional.
That's a trophy you never know.
Yeah.
By the way, the gotcha call styling with your Warwick Never business, this might be controversial, but Eloise Prime. But a week after we played those, another station in Adelaide did exactly the same gear with a Port Adelaide football player. That Bogan from Big Brother is to blame, says Eloise.
Wow, who's the Bogan from Big Brother?
I don't know, but I can tell you.
Why should I have all the fun?
Why should Ed have all the fun?
Yeah.
Let's have a pair with Richard Martin and someone off Big Brother.
Sure.
I've got to get my crosshairs.
You got some music for us to play there, Rich? What have you got?
Something like this?
Now, what, Tone?
What?
You know what's disturbing?
What?
Having Richard Martin mouth the word, touch me, baby. Painted love to you during the song. I can imagine.
I mean, Zachary.
It's not going to work.
Some of those 12-inch remixes of that.
Painted Love, followed by Where Did Our Love Go by Softell.
Did you used to play it at the golf club?
I didn't do karaoke on it, that's for sure.
Oh,
maybe I can give it a go.
Yeah,
the golf club, massive.
That's right.
It is.
Many people who are new to the show, the new times, but don't know that Richard was the.
Well, he was Adelaide's premier golf DJ.
That's right. Many years ago.
There's others. There's many others.
Okay, no, it's going to die now.
Can I hear that quote finally, Mr. Martha?
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
Finally worked out why I needed one of the many Kenny G fans, Dave Condis, who wrote in to say that Kenny G plays the saxophone, not the clarinet. Very important to know. He says, looks like somebody, since that sketch went to air yesterday, has got onto Kenny G's Wikipedia page and started going to town on it. According to Wikipedia, Kenny G has spent most of his career dealing with the thugs in the scallop industry.
Oh, well, listen.
Good job.
Don't get up to mischief.
Hey, here's a treat. In the next hour of the show, Andrew Mercado is going to be sitting in.
He's the expert.
Oh, he knows everything about old TV shows.
Mm.
And you might remember recently, I got out my old VHSs of It's Gary Shandling's show.
Now, who's Gary Shandling?
He's later Larry Sanders.
Okay.
But he's not that well known.
He's not a household name.
No, he was the voice of one of the animated creatures in Over the Fence, recently as well.
Most of the Grammy debuts.
So you know his face.
Big T.
Yes, that's right. Big hair, big T. Had a great sitcom in the 80s that you had to stay up till 4 in the morning to tape.
And did you do that, Tony?
I did every night. I could have said the thing, but I didn't want like 5 minutes of gossip for hire at the beginning.
Oh, you'd be right, Tony.
That's paid off, hasn't it?
Certainly has.
Anyway, you can't get this show. So, of course, all the younger comedians, your Ryan Sheltons and so forth, have been flocking to my place saying, can we borrow the VHSs?
He takes them away.
Your dad burns them all onto individual discs for me.
Beach
Park takes all the ads out of my
genius.
But I was watching them back, and they've still got, these are from 20 years ago, they've still got the old Pete Smith coming up next announcement under the
editor.
And I thought, since we're doing TV nostalgia today, let's have have a listen to a few of them and remind ourselves what life was like 20 years ago.
See Lieutenant A now for Robert Urich, starring as Spencer the Hutt. If the whole show for the Beast of Birmingham on the Hey Hey, it's Saturday this weekend, would go buggy with a Daryl Summers introducing Joyce West, Stephen Tunney, and Irish Conference Kenya.
We late night action next on I'm Speaking for Robert Urich, starring as Spencer Ohio. Then see Larry Hagman in our late movie, Deadly Encounter. His dirty tricks at a summer camp when Ghostbusters Bill Murray is let loose in Lethal Camelot by the Willie Dobby.
Jump fences and wear bandanas. Not like when are you being served with the spray?
Maybe.
Okay, have you got another one of those?
Beginning at 7:30 tonight, a fun-filled hour of love when Tony Danza starts in Who's the Boss? Then more fun with Kirk Cameron in Growing Pains. What a great hour.
Tonight, 7:30 tonight. Oh, we're not even convinced about what a great hour. Yeah,
crank up that, what a great hour. The Garrick Downing Show, 4 o'clock in the morning. It's Growing Pains.
That's right.
He's the boss.
Welcome to Australia. All right. They get on in the end.
Danza and the one with the big hair.
Well, I remember the episode where they had a flashback where perhaps they could have gotten along as 12-year-olds.
That's
how. I remember that one.
But in the end, did they end up together?
I guess they would have had. Nikki? You don't lose a guy who vacuums the curtains in the opening credits like Tony Danza. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
Oh, no! Did you just say hold me closer, Tony Danza?
That's my song, isn't it?
You're going to go to the music right now, and we're all going to have a shout here at Get This.
Green Day.
Time of your life here at Get This on Triple M around the nation, home of the Get This podcast.
Oh, it's chockers.
What are we up to, Tony?
Oh, 128.
Oh, yes.
That's going up today.
What's in there?
OJ Simpson and it again, Britney Spears.
From Grove versus the Pokey Machine.
Bra Lizard.
Oh, yeah.
What? Sandra Chalera.
Oh, you.
Oh, Sandra.
That's right, you were the Bra Lizard.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
This is Mars Land. It was just yesterday's show.
Oh, talk about New Zealand search warrants.
Oh, it's slightly libelous.
Oh, it's a great one.
It's a big one.
That's going up. And listen to this. This is an email from Nick Rivers. Oh, hang on.
Oh, that's the guy from Top Secret.
Val Kilmer in Top Secret.
Yeah.
Wonderful film.
Yeah.
He says, I had to drive from Brisbane to Adelaide and back. That's 48 hours driving for 72 Get This podcast.
Oh, man.
So imagine, you'd never want to hear the show again. I just hate myself. I think that is the record, though.
Well done.
That's presumably... I mean, you start out normal, you'd end up Bradley John Murdoch, wouldn't you? That's right.
Going a bit Bradley John.
Yes, we do like to spend a lot of time on the podcast. Far too much time, some would say.
No.
Certainly Matt Dow might say that. But he loves spending far too much time on
the podcast. Not selfish, though. He's always trying to go home.
No.
You know, nothing is wrong.
Did you see that the other day? Because now that we're in the new time slot, Matt Dow doesn't even get a lunch break.
Yeah.
No. He snuck out for the 7-Eleven. For 1 minute, and an announcement went around the station. Well, Matt Dow, please return to his studio now.
That was me. That was me running the record, Richard, with a lizard in his bra. And he came. He was so happy to see me. He almost had the sandwich to his mouth. Okay, man, how are you? Look, I've just written a thing about Richard with a lizard in his bra. Yeah, put that down, put that down. Yeah, hands on the buttons. All right, where we go?
People love saying, Richard.
That's how he acts in real life.
When he's not on air.
Yeah.
All right, here's some more of Matt Dow's work. We're up there. Now, Wendy, is it up Talkback Mountain?
Yes.
Now, what is this choice of topics thing? That could get out of control.
It worked yesterday.
Yeah.
It says here something about milk crates. What's that about?
That's my fault. A Serbian guy had built himself a house out of plastic bottles.
Mm-hmm.
You know, poshed it out, I'd say. Is it our place?
We've got some milk. We've got
you're not meant to take milk crates, are you? I think, no, they're not meant to be used for other purposes besides milk.
I can't find milk here in Auburn.
I'm constantly looking for milk crates.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Was he just having sex all day or all night?
Well, you would presume so.
Really?
I had a go at it too.
What?
Not that you were saying, but I had a go at delivering milk. That's a great fun.
How did you go?
Terrific fun.
It's not to be bad at, though.
Pretty much put milk down and walk off.
Yeah.
Well, you've heard of the milkman's salute. Which is hold your hand out directly in front of you so you don't walk through cobwebs.
Oh.
Yeah, and also...
Where are you delivering milk to the Temple of Doom? What are you talking about?
Run away from any giant balls that might be following you, giant rocks.
Sure.
Belloc is always getting in the way.
There you go.
There's little rats everywhere.
We're talking about the real world. Suddenly we're
going to get it on you.
Okay. But etiquette is that you leave the gate exactly how you found it. Open or closed.
Is that right?
Whatever it is, just leave it exactly how you found it.
How is this a topic? Milkman's story?
Sorry.
Yeah, it's great.
Milk delivery. You know what it is? We've got milk. My flatmate took a bunch of milk, right?
Yeah.
I was against it from the start.
Mm-hmm.
And we built outdoor furniture out of it.
Oh, so it's
Oh, what if you built out a milk crate?
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you the best milk crate scene in a movie.
Yeah.
Here's one for you. The Monty Python movie, and now for something completely different.
Yes, yes.
Shot on the cheap. Not even in a real studio, mostly just in an old warehouse. You look at that sketch, the game show, Blackmail.
Yes, yes.
Okay, real obscure here. Michael Palin sitting at a desk playing Blackmail. The set behind him is this milk crate.
Really?
It's just dozens of milk crates stacked on top of each other, and then they shone light through it to make it somehow look like a game show back then.
That is all.
Brilliant. Okay, but we made a bench seat, 8 formal chairs,
and a formal dining table for outside.
That's very good.
We're talking about table size and milk crates.
Yeah. You know, I don't know that everyone builds stuff out of milk crates. I'm not sure that it's enough for a whole segment. What's our second topic?
Well, this is the one I really like. It's a new topic called How Do You Think Marvin Lives? Now, the reason that we're doing this is because over the break, you know, we don't see each other that much outside the show. We've got Fox still to watch. I've got a rigorous viewing schedule, as you know.
Sure, so do you.
Absolutely. And we all do. We've all got new hooded jumpers to try and get hold of.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I get back. I get to have had sleepovers every night.
While I'm not used to wait for Cavalry to get out again.
And it's basically what happened was Channel 9 bunched Sopranos while the cricket's on. They got it 3 weeks. And I couldn't wait, so I knew that Mr. Marsland knew someone who knew someone who had some gear, had some Sopranos gear, possibly off the internet, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
For review and criticism purposes, obviously.
Yeah.
So I pop round to Rich's place.
How would you describe it?
That's what we're going for. We just need a rudimentary skeleton, so it's a one. Is it a one-bedroom?
It's a one-bedroom place, yeah, but there is a sunroom.
Okay,
I'll give that much away.
Okay, there's a one-bedroom with a sunroom. Now, I'm picturing it. If anyone's seen Songs of the Land, Buffalo Bill's house, nothing but dresses, Hugh Lazarus playing in the background, lots of pits, lots of lotion, lots of small buckets, lots of buckets, lots of small dogs.
I didn't see accidentally see the photos I was taking of you with a telescopic lens.
Yeah,
well, the door with the night vision goggles on.
Okay, so that's how what I see Rich's place to look like.
Okay,
like Buffalo Bill.
Right, so what we want the listeners to do is just ring up and just give us, if they think there's a feature item in the living room,
if they'd like to describe some of the layout,
how do you think Marvin lives?
And if you want to, if you've got nothing on that topic, what have you made with milk crates?
Stuff for Friday?
Welcome to the bottom of the barrel.
Here again, it's on Triple M. Call now, 1-333-53.
Sounds very similar.
Flowers, see?
Yeah.
I've been on the phone, that's why I'm just trying to guess the song from the last 10 seconds.
Just what I need. Is that what you think it sounds like?
Yeah.
Just what I need.
I know that one. Okay, it was the Flowers. We can get together. Here again, this on Triple M. Sorry, the phones have exploded.
Yeah.
Likely, the same people calling up about that Blackmail sketch.
It's very funny.
We don't bodily sense you just want the cash. We've got on the line anybody who's actually going to tell us how Richard Marsland lives his life. That's what we're doing. We're asking you to guess. What is it like at Richard's place? And Ben, in case you don't want to do that, what have you done with your stolen milk crate? Who's on the line?
Hi, Kurt, how are you?
Hey.
Which
my son Conrad built a computer in the milk crate.
When you put all the circuit boards and stuff like that in a milk crate?
In a milk crate, that's correct.
And what does he call that, Milk Crate 2000?
No, it's actually on a website called BitTech, and the computer's called Got Milk.
Very good.
That's better than E-Crate.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's very clever.
A computer in a milk crate.
Mm.
And we got that in camera.
I don't know. Hello, Tim. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Excellent, mate. Which one are you having your back out?
The milk crate.
Okay. What are you using it for?
I was a Sparky, and we had to relamp a walk-in fridge out of Franklin's.
Oh, yeah.
And we cable-tied two on top of each other, and then we cable-tied them to our boots so we could relamp the fridge. So we made some stilts.
Oh. I've tried the Milo stilts. They're a lot of fun.
You know what, Tim? I saw that exact look at Ben Fashion Week recently, so you're ahead of your time, my friend.
Good job, Tim.
What are people clomping about in this season?
Hey, Tim, just quickly, can you have a think how you think Richard might live? I mean, what thoughts are conjured up when you hear his voice?
I wouldn't know, mate.
You're absolutely right, Tim. It's best not to think about it.
Just for being responsible on this program.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Hey, good day, Ross. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent, mate. Milk crates?
Yeah, milk crates. Love your work, by the way.
Thank you. What are you, what are you using them for?
When we go camping, we use one for a toilet. What you do is you turn it upside down, you cut the bottom out of it and put a seat on top.
Okay.
A very stable platform to sit on then.
And that's very sensible, right?
And if people are having trouble getting things moving down there, you could just leave a couple of albums in there. Probably think of a couple that would help you get it going,
though.
You can just give it a hose or you can chuck it in the surf for a wash later.
Chuck it in the surf. Isn't that nice? Well, the kids can get in there. You can drag it behind a boat. That'd be good.
Okay, that's very good, but we still know nothing about
it. In the surf. Go and chuck that in the surf, would you?
I just was very
thank you, Ross. G'day, Paul. How are you?
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, how you going? I think you guys are pretty close to the mark. I reckon, I think it's a little bit more like Red Dragon, Richard's place.
Oh,
you go in, it's all nice and quiet, normal, probably a few panels up against the wall or something, and then you just find Richard up in the attic doing weights and looking himself in the mirror.
What about my present
telegram? With David the giant scale for justice on the back.
Oh, yeah, nice big dragon there. I definitely know what Ed's place is like.
Yeah.
I reckon it's probably strewn with Milky Bar cracker wrappers. Wrappers all over the floor.
Is it possible? I've got a really good present that's coming your way, my friend.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want to say too much, but it's my own body here. So of course,
beautifully mounted in a milk crate.
Thank you very much, Paul.
And by the way, next time Tony's having a go at you about cash for comment stuff, you know, come on, just tell him to take it easy or whatever.
I will do it. Thank you very much, Paul. Feel free to ring in to correct him any time you like.
We didn't establish whether a listener says something in if that's cash for comment.
No, it's fine. Okay. You don't have to stop.
Hi, Darren, how are you?
Darren, hi there. Hey, g'day, how are you, mate?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Talking through the milk crates.
Well, every year it's Mardi Gras time.
Yeah.
All the side streets to lead to Oxford Street, they all sell milk crates for around, they start at $5 at the beginning of the night, and then they get up to around $30 a milk crate. So you can then got to buy two, so then you put them on top of each other, so then you can see the Mardi Gras.
It's very true.
However, I didn't have to do that this year because I won the Triple M. I was on the flight with Marty and Pigby.
Oh, thank you, Darren.
Yeah. Yeah. Marty Pigold is celebrating Mardi Gras this year, which is just a parade of people.
I tell you what's true. It was, I would have had more fun with a cardboard box. It was that boring.
Oh,
and he was so hungover, he couldn't even talk.
There you go.
I don't know if he's hungover, it's just very boring.
Well, maybe that's just his personality.
According to Richard, he's up for a game of rugby at 11:30 at night.
Yes. We caught him at the wrong time. I know he's got a game of wrist with Marty Figgle. Fast forward to fun.
There you go, guys. Are great. Thanks very much.
Yeah, wrap us up, Darren. Do you want to keep you?
We must get on to Mardi Gras. I reckon that's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go. We love it. Finally, Simon, how are you?
Hi, boys.
Excellent. You talking crates?
Yeah, we call crates. You know those crappy rabbit ears you have for aerials?
Yep.
We had a mobile one, and we just kept stacking it and stacking it and stacking it until we got about 8 levels high. I had fantastic TV reception on.
I see what you're doing. And you put the bunny ears on top of the new crate and stack it up so it's all in the house.
Absolutely.
Simon. You're like that movie Contact. That's amazing. That is brilliant, man. Well done.
Thanks, boys.
Okay, I think we're learning a lot about what to do with a milk crate. Still, apart from the Red Dragon gear, not much on the
show. Really accurate.
Then do we have time for one more?
We don't. Well, because we haven't screened any of the others.
Okay. It might be some fruit. So am I supposed to say now what it was like at Richard's house?
No, because we're going to do this again, and we're going to keep doing it until we get the kind of answers I'm looking for.
Well, in the next hour of this show, you might think that we're nerds, that we know a lot about obscure TV shows. Till you meet this bloke, Andrew Carter.
You can't take away their rhythm.
I'm taking the air, get this one to believe. Andrew McCarthy has come back. actually cut out the shop here. We don't get it away from you.
Positioned lamps or nothing.
No.
It's all there.
You know what? It's all. That's what it leads to.
It's going to be on the front of
to, they just took their clothes off. It was the 70s.
Yeah.
That's how I picture the 70s.
Yeah.
And I wasn't born there. Yeah. The way I picture it is you'd walk up, you wouldn't even get hello out, and someone's clothes would be off.
Yeah.
And you're in a field. Daisy chain, you know?
Yeah, well, sure. But when I worked on the national broadcast, you know, there was one show that I don't think people's clothes ever fell off during. That was Prisoner.
Oh, yeah.
We've barely mentioned it.
Sorry. Well, they did have to shower when they got inducted into the prison.
You never saw anything. That's the difference.
It wasn't. You don't think of the word erotic and cell block together. Let's get to a next. I'll get this. Right, Chemical Robots here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Andrew Mercado is with us. He's a sort of gun for hire. The DVD companies, they go, we've got all these old TV shows. We don't know what they're about. We don't know what to do with them. Get Andrew Mercado in here. Shock have employed him to really shine up the Prisoner series. Now, I notice all the DVDs have the phrase Prisoner Cell Block 8 on the front. This is to avoid confusion with the Prisoner.
Yeah, that's right. And also, well, as soon as Prisoner started being exported overseas, they had to have the Cell Block 8 there to avoid the confusion.
Yeah, right. Now, there's going to be no confusion when this.
And you know what? Don't discount those overseas fans either, by the way. Prisoner. They're the obsessive ones. In actual fact, the UK fans, who are bringing these volumes to the Mail now, actually sent a letter to Shock and said, I'm sorry, when Sigrid Thornton suits Erica Davidson, there's 10 seconds of footage not there.
Oh, that's really right.
And so Shock actually went back and realised that, you know, the UK had censored some material, but they're not so big into the violence over there. They actually found the original episode and reinserted that episode to the box set. Because thank God for those fans that can notice when 10 seconds is missing.
Would there be one of those reels with just a series of shots of women having their heads forced into the ironing press? Just over and over again?
There's a bit of that, yeah.
Now, Prisoner, okay, how many episodes were there?
Wow!
Yeah. Okay, so a box set, how big is this thing going to be?
It's basically going to be a giant attaché case with a handle.
Yeah. Whoa. So, it's a fantastic book. I mean, the book itself required two men to lift it.
It's delivery man.
Yes. Ah,
a couple of delivery men.
Good point. Yeah. We're arranging our own tribute to Prisoner on this show. We're assembling the three actors who played Delivery Man 2.
Oh, we know Greg Fleet,
Terry Brittingham, and Nick Bafala. We're going to get them all in here. It's going to be the show business reunion.
Yeah.
We're going to see who can deliver something. The second best, the best. That's right.
Fantastic.
It's got to be delivered in a secondary manner.
Mm.
But, okay, so where do you start with this project? Obviously, all the episodes exist. Were there any missing ones? Or?
No, they all existed. But they did have to, as they discovered, they were actually taking some masters from the UK where they'd been censored.
Right.
But, yeah, of all the, I guess, serials that Australia has made, Prisoner still to this day is being repeated somewhere in the world.
Oh, so it's been
like just kept watching it.
Yeah.
It never ever really sort of disappeared. It's always playing somewhere.
Where are we talking?
Well, the UK, they're probably playing
that three times.
Have
you got a stage show of Prisoner in the UK?
A stage show. They did a musical.
Oh.
But then they did the musical.
Yes.
That's what only the Brits could do.
Now, you've obviously watched a few of these episodes during your research. Was there anything that left out at you as extraordinary for its time?
Well, interestingly enough, I probably have not seen the last 2 years of Prisoner.
Oh, okay.
Because in my opinion, it kind of goes off the rails.
Does
it's just a bit.
Really?
Just a bit. Well, when I was going through the synopsis for this book, I discovered to my great amusement that some of the crazy things that happen. And I guess my favourite moment is there's an episode I haven't seen and I'm going to search out. It'll be the one where the women decide to hold a telethon inside the prison while the victims of the bushfire that's burning outside the grounds of Wentworth. And Greg Evans from Perfect Match drops in. A prison,
yeah.
And they're having a telethon.
They're raising money.
They're raising money.
Wow.
For fire victims.
And Greg's in the episode?
Playing himself.
Well, who else would he play? I'll donate $10 if B will force someone's head into the iron ground. Okay, now something you did mention, this is great. I mean, when is this going to be in the shops for people?
The giant box set, the one everyone's excited about, September 28th.
Fantastic. We're going to be giving away some of these DVDs that aren't in the shops yet. That's coming up on Get This. But just tell us briefly, what was the male version of Prisoner?
Punishment.
Now, was Mel Gibson?
Yes, certainly was.
He was in Punishment.
He was in the first episode, and believe it or not, the producers
they had an option, and Mel said, oh, actually, I prefer to go do something else. And I went, yeah, okay, Mel, off you go. So when it went to series, they had Mel in the first episode, but they didn't have him for the last 25.
And who'd they go with instead of Mel?
Well, did they just write the character out? But they left his girlfriend in.
Fantastic.
Because that made a lot of sense, didn't it? Sorry, Mel Gibson's girlfriend.
Fantastic. Well, I'm sure you'll be doing a box dinner.
Well, Barry Crocker is the governor, too.
Oh, he was
Barry Crocker.
Yeah, well, I'll sing a song if you don't obey me.
All right.
I'll go into a cockney knees up if you're not careful. Barry Crocker, okay. We're getting down into the depth, but you know, the listeners, when you think you've mentioned a show that's too obscure, the Get This listeners will go you three or four better. Let's get them on board next year at Get This. That's the cure here at Get This around the nation on Triple M.
You know what, Tony? Andrew Mercado and I, yeah, the expert Andrew Mercado, we're just talking off air, and I think he and I might be in an exclusive club. There may only be two of us in the world, because I just said to him, I watched I watched Love Thy Neighbour Down Under on DVD the other day. Which he replied, me too.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a club of two. It's not growing. It's never going
to
grow.
Well, if you want to hear more about obscure old Australian TV shows, head to the Get This website. What's the address there?
www.com.au/getthis.
And download the Mercado cast, Get This Podcast 126. 128 will be going up today, and I think of their older material might want to check out podcast. One, two, three. In case you're wondering, that's still up there. Andrew has put together this amazing box set of every single episode of Prisoner for Shock on DVD. He's got other stuff that he's done on rival labels that I won't mention, other DVDs. But, you know, not everything's out. There's still things that have still yet to be discovered and are tracked down. Yeah. What would you like to see? Let's not just go Australian, international, Andrew. What isn't on DVD that should be?
That I want to see?
Yeah.
Well, I want to see the dramatic version of the Brady Bunch. It's never been shown in Australia.
Oh, right.
I actually lived in America. I saw it go to air, so I know it exists.
It's called The Brady's.
Wow. And it's dramatic. So, Marsh is an alcoholic. Jan's infertile, she can't have children. She's got the Korean baby.
That's the same actor.
Yes, same actor. But not Marsh, sorry. Marsh is the one person that goes, I'm not doing it. This is ridiculous. Paul is in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed. He's a racing car driver. He smashes his car. He's in a wheelchair.
Oh,
and Peter is a playboy in the Age of Age.
No way.
Yeah.
Having a lot of sex, Peter.
The Brady.
The Brady. What, why didn't they do that with all of them? Why was there never the Munsters, you know, in writing? You know, someone in rehab.
Yeah. Eddie would have been in rehab, wouldn't it?
Right. Okay, that's a pretty good one. What would you like to see there?
Hot Luck Out on DVD.
We talked about this. And next week I'll be reading out a very moving email from Paul. So it's a contestant on Hot Luck Out.
Okay.
The Inside Dirt.
Now, the other one is, I think it's just been released with Speckled Press Gang. Something I'll
read from Blue 2.
Is it out now?
It's out, yeah.
With Dexter Fletcher and Julia Fahala.
Complete series.
Okay.
Oh,
thanks, Rich. I was talking earlier about It's Gary Shandling's show.
Yeah,
not the Larry Sanders Show, the precursor to it from the 1980s. A great series, very innovative series. There was one episode I was watching where the show begins, the audience applauds, there's a shot of the set. Nothing happens for 2 minutes. Nothing. Complete silence. Locked off shot. The audience sort of shifting uneasily in their chairs. Then the theme tune runs in its entirety. Still nothing happens for another 2 minutes. The theme tune runs again. Nothing happens for another minute. We're like 6.5 minutes into a show. Literally nothing has happened. And then the cast wander on looking for Gary. They can't find him. They go out the back. He's fallen down a well like baby Jesse. They lower a camera down. And he does 10 minutes of the show on a single camera from the bottom of the well. 4:30 in the morning. While on prime time, growing funny.
Yeah.
And I've got him on VHS, and we've been playing this great Channel 9 announcement from 20 years ago under the end credits. Check this out.
Now for Robert Hughes. Starring as Spencer Fahad. There's a whole show full of Easter goodies on Hey Hey, It's Saturday this weekend with Gold Bluegie winner Daryl Summers introducing Joyce Works, Stephen Cummings, and Irish songstress Enya.
Mr. Marvin, what's not on DVD that certainly should be?
Remember those little plasticine things that went for about 5 or 6 minutes on the AAC, the red and the blue?
Yeah.
Just for a sort of generic European language, I'd love to see some of that. Maybe with a Dutch
production.
It's a Dutch, yeah.
That's ordaining.
It's stop motion animation.
Wow.
It's crazy. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, on Australia, the front of Richmond Hill. Is there any one? Well, it's sort of before East Street.
Not our flagship for that one.
We're a bit of a Amanda Muggleton fashion.
Okay, I'd really like to get
you a Plus McGregor man.
I can do that.
Plus McGregor's coming in class 75.
Is that right?
That's a done deal.
Class 75 is coming out. The paperwork's
very nice.
Tom, you were here. You were talking about arcade.
Well, look, we're getting there. There's few music issues with it. Got to make Doug Parkinson agree to us replaying the theme song.
Come on, Dougie, get on board.
This is the theme to arcade. What was it like?
Maybe you and I, we're all walking through an arcade.
Doug Parkinson. He's supposed to have a lot more power than I do.
No, well, obviously, if he doesn't give permission, you can just get in a booth and dub it over every act.
I've never seen Doug.
No. Oh, look, listeners, you've got to have a bite of this act, don't they? Any show at all from the history of television doesn't have to be Australian, but not yet on DVD, and Andrew will put on the Indiana Jones hat and see what he can do. 1-3-3-5-3.
Donating sperm dozens, even hundreds of times.
This around the nation on Triple M. Good afternoon, everybody. Andrew Mercado is sitting in with us. He's put together the Prisoner DVD box set coming out on Shock. Oh, that's going to be worth waiting for. That's now been done. Pins down on that one. What should he do next? What other shows are waiting to be dug up?
Ed Cavalier.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going, Ed?
Good.
Hey, Richard.
Gary. Gary.
Now, what needs to come out on DVD, mate?
I reckon all together now with John English and Gary Who and that.
And a song moving around.
So we'll do the whole song in Brompton.
Yeah.
Andrew, what's going on with All Together Now?
It's just on a Steve Jacobs, right?
Yeah.
Steve Jacobs, the young kid in
Hall.
Yeah.
I agree with you that we should find that. That'll be a Channel 9. That's one of their in-house productions, I think.
Might be seen with the Bob Morrison tape somewhere.
Yeah, Andy ran for about two or three seasons, didn't it?
Well, that's quite a long time, Gary. Three seasons of an Australian sitcom.
Yes,
some kind of record.
We've been next before that.
Many times. Thank you, Gary. G'day, Luke. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We are excellent. What needs to come out?
Well, there's three television greats, clearly. There's Graham Kennedy, Bert Newnally, and Turpie.
Absolutely.
And there's two of his great shows that need to be on there. No Whammy, No Whammy, Press Your Luck.
Yes.
And also Supermarket Sweep.
And Press Your Luck, I was actually filming one of those degeneration shows in the next studio to Press Your Luck. And here's what happened, Luke. We went in to watch them filming to see what sort of audience they were getting. There was no audience. It was all cardboard cutouts.
Whoa!
Silhouettes of people.
Secrets of television being unfold.
And I still had it.
Well, they're not out. I believe Ian's Tippy Spray ad is being remade.
Important stuff. Who's next?
G'day, Michael.
Good afternoon.
What needs to come out, mate?
Oh, a couple of things. A Graham Bond show. A pilot was only ever shown. I think it was called Rubbish. Might have been made in Adelaide.
What was it about, Michael?
It was about Garbos.
Oh, sounds good.
About it was that the camera was first person. The camera was one of the Garbos. You never actually seen him.
Oh, I see. Show does now, though.
Yeah, that show gets awards for being innovative. But you're saying it was done first in Adelaide.
Well, I've got the pilot on VHS.
Yeah, I
like the sound of that because a lot of these early stuff has the clip to be erased over and... You know, the ABC, they're not there anymore.
Mm.
So if you've got it, we might have to have you as a backup.
Yeah, man.
You're officially an archivist.
Everyone does get copies of these fine Prisoner DVDs. Who's going next?
Let's try for one more. G'day, David. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, excellent. What needs to come out?
A couple for you. Cop Shop. JJ.
The Masters still exist, do they?
Crawfords have got it all. Crawfords aren't releasing any of their stuff on DVD. However, look, the good news about Crawfords is this thing that's gone on between Channel 9 and Wynn, original station, and Wynn owns all the Crawford shows, and they're saying, hey, Channel 9, if we're going to buy the Lord Show, you need to take some of it out. So there's a possibility that some of these corporate crises might start popping up on
the a peace accord may soon be struck. What was your other one, David?
The other one is, I don't know whether the title's right, but Let the Blood Run Free. We
basically put into a jail very similar to Wentworth Detention Centre.
Is it true that the second series of Let the Blood Run Free was only made for overseas, never shown here, as I understand it?
Look, I think it did get shown here, but I think that the money for it.
We'll put that to Peter Rosebourne. I think, do we have time for
that? No, we're running shockingly late again.
There's an extra program coming up.
Sorry, we'll have to do this again the next time we get Andrew in.
Rinse the DVDs for everybody. More in a moment on Get This. Sitting in for the whole hour. We're talking old TV shows on DVD. Who's on the phone? Mr. Cavalli.
Oh, is that Peter Rose song?
You've been arrested for the same language.
Yeah. On night bail, O.J. Simpson will be calling a Las Vegas prison for at least the next couple of days. Hobbs accused of armed robbery, snatched back sports memorabilia.
You're racist.
And he's still being heard.
You're just racist, man.
With a celebrity website releasing a tape of an alleged confrontation between Simpson and other men in a Las Vegas hotel room.
Well, I thought you touched the officer.
The former football star admits he tried to get back valuable memorabilia he claims was his, but denies weapons were involved.
I tell you what, you can't steal it. Go on.
That's not what I want to do. I want to get to the bottom.
No, you do. You're a lot. Yeah, you know, let's go. Come on. You could have scared yourself, mate.
Come on, no, I don't. Cut that language out.
You were locked me up.
Come on.
I've done nothing wrong.
He's facing charges of robbery with a deadly weapon.
Assault
and conspiracy to commit a crime.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You do understand?
The lawyer has to be present.
We will win.
The lawyer has to be present.
One television self-help guru offered this explanation for Simpson's alleged behaviour.
It's not a crime at all. Like I said, I can fucking be with Frank today and say this to you. If he shoots me, I didn't mean to tell him. I'm joking. I should be here. This ain't funny.
That should be great.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told Frank to jump off our, told you, like a man in front of our bridge, to jump off our bridge and you jump. I wouldn't jump off our bridge.
If found guilty, Simpson faces up to 30 years in prison.
Call him now.
No, just call
him. Call my lawyer now. Now call my lawyer. Yeah, I know you're the police. Sorry.
We'll be back in court on Thursday when more charges are expected to emerge.
Call my lawyer now.
Can I just speak
No, no, so you can't. Okay. I'll the calls for 10 minutes.
Begins, the audience applauds, there's a shot of the set, nothing happens for 2 minutes.
Nothing. Complete silence. Locked off shot. The audience sort of shifting uneasily in their chairs. Then the theme tune runs in its entirety. Still nothing happens for another 2 minutes. The theme tune runs again. Nothing happens for another minute. We're like 6.5 minutes into a show. Literally nothing has happened. And then the cast wander on looking for Gary. They can't find him. They go out the back. He's fallen down a well like baby Jesse. They lower a camera down. And he does 10 minutes of the show on a single camera from the bottom of a well. 4:30 in the morning. While on prime time, growing pain.
Yeah.
And I've got him on VHS, and we've been playing this great Channel 9 announcement from 20 years ago under the end credits. Check this out.
See now for Robert Hughes, starring as Spencer. There's a whole show full of Easter goodies on Hey Hey, It's Saturday this weekend, with Gold Lurgy winner Daryl Summers introducing Joyce Works, Stephen Cummings, and Irish songstress Enya.
Mr. Marsden, what's not on DVD that certainly should be?
Remember those little plasticine things that went for about 5 or 6 minutes on the ABC, the red and the blue?
Just for
sort of generic European language. I'd love to see some of that.
Maybe with a Dutch production.
It's a Dutch, yeah.
Dutch or Danish.
It's stop motion animation.
Wow.
It's great. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Also, on Australia's front, Richmond Hill. Is there any... well, it's sort of before East Street.
Not our flankers for that one.
I'm a bit of a Amanda Muggleton fan.
You're a Punch McGregor man.
I can do that. Punch McGregor's coming in class 75.
Is that right?
It's a done deal.
Class 75. The paperwork's not bad. That's very nice. Tom, you were here. You were talking about arcade.
Well, look, we're getting there. There's a few music issues with it. Got to make Doug Parkinson agree to us replaying the theme song.
Come on, Dougie, get on board. This is the theme to our game. What was it like?
Maybe you and I, we're all walking through an arcade. Doug Parkinson. He's got a lot more power than I do.
Well, obviously, if he doesn't give permission, you can just get in a booth and dub it over every act.
I've never seen Doug.
No. Oh, look, listeners, you've got to have a bite of this action, don't they? Any show at all from the history of television, doesn't have to be Australian, but not yet on DVD, and Andrew will put on the Indiana Jones hat and see what he can do. 1-3-3-5-3.
Donating sperm dozens, even hundreds of times.
This around the nation on Triple M. Good afternoon, everybody. Andrew Mercado is sitting in with us. He's put together the Prisoner DVD box set coming out on Shock. Oh, that's going to be worth waiting for. That's now been done. Pins down on that one. What should he do next? What other shows are waiting to be dug up?
Ed Cavalli.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, how's it going, Ed? Richard.
Hey, Gary.
Now, what needs to come out on DVD, mate?
I reckon all together now with John English and Gary Who and that.
And the song will be grand. So we'll do the whole song in Brompton, Andrew. What's going on with All Together now?
That's on Steve Jacobs, right?
Yeah.
Steve Jacobs, the young kid at all.
Yeah.
I agree with you that we should find that. That'll be a Channel 9. That's one of the in-house productions, I think.
Might be seen with the Bob Morrison tape somewhere.
Yeah, anyway, for about... two or three seasons, didn't it?
Well, that's quite a long time, Gary. 3 seasons of an Australian sitcom. Yes, some kind of record. We've been X before that. Many times.
Thank you, Gary. G'day, Luke. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are we doing?
We are excellent. What needs to come out?
Well, there's three television greats, clearly. There's Graham Kennedy, Bert Newnham, and Turpie.
Absolutely.
And there's two of his great shows that need to be on there. No Whammy, No Whammy, Press Your Luck.
Yes.
And also Supermarket Sweep.
And Press Your Luck, I was actually filming one of those degeneration shows in the next studio to Press Your Luck. And here's what happened, Luke. We went in to watch them filming to see what sort of audience they were getting. There was no audience. It was all cardboard cutouts.
Whoa! Silhouettes of people.
Secrets of television being unfold.
And I still have to do.
Well, they're not out. I believe Ian's Tippy Spray ad being remade. Important stuff. Who's next?
G'day, Michael.
Good afternoon.
What needs to come out, mate?
Oh, a couple of things. A Graham Bond show. A pilot was only ever shown. I think it was called Rubbish.
Do you reckon?
It worked.
might have been made in Adelaide.
What was it about, Michael? It was about Garbos. Oh, sounds good.
About it was that the camera was first person. The camera was one of the Garbos. You never actually seen him.
Oh, like Steve Show does now, though. Yeah, that show gets awards for being innovative, but you're saying it was done first in Adelaide.
Well, I've got the pilot on VHS.
Oh, yeah. I like the sound of that
because a lot of these early stuff has the clip to be erased over, and you know the ABC, they're not there anymore. So if you've got it, we might have to have you as a backup.
Yeah, man. You're originally an archivist. Everyone does get copies of these fine Prisoner DVDs. Who's going next?
Let's try for one more. G'day, David. How are you?
G'day, guys. How are we?
Yeah, excellent. What needs to come out?
A couple for you. Cop Shop. JJ.
The Masters still exist, do they?
Crawfords have got it all. Crawfords aren't releasing any of their stuff on DVD. However, look, the good news about Crawfords is this thing that's gone on between Telemark and Wynn, the regional station, and Wynn owns all the Crawford shows, and they're saying, hey, Telemark, if we're going to buy the your show, you need to take some of it out. So there's a possibility that some of these Crawford places might start popping up on
the road. A pizza cord may soon be struck. And what was your other one, David?
The other one is, I don't know whether the title's right, but Let the Blood Run Free.
Basically put into a jail very similar to Wentworth's Hamilton.
Is it true that the second series of Let the Blood Run Free was only made for overseas, never shown here, as I understand it?
Look, I think it did get shown here, but I think that the money for it.
We'll put that to Peter Rosebourne. I think, do we have time for
that? No, we're running shockingly late again.
There's an extra program coming up.
Sorry, we'll have to do this again the next time we get Andrew in.
Rinse the DVDs for everybody. More in a moment on Get This. Andrew McCarthy sitting in for the whole hour. We're talking old TV shows on DVD. Who's on the phone? Mr. Cavalli.
Oh, is that Peter Rowe's song?
You've been arrested for the same language.
Yeah. On night bail, O.J. Simpson will be calling a Las Vegas prison for at least the next couple of days. Hulk accused of armed robbery, snatched back sports memorabilia.
You're racist.
And he's still being heard.
You're just racist, man.
With a celebrity website releasing a tape of an alleged confrontation between Simpson and other men in a Las Vegas hotel room.
What a fault. You touched the officer.
The former footballer admits he tried to get back valuable memorabilia he claims was his. that denies weapons were involved.
I tell you what, you charge me stealing corn. That's not what I want to do. I want to get to the bottom.
No,
you do. You are off. Yeah, but you know what? Let's go. Come on. You think I'm scared of yourself, mate.
Come on, no, I don't.
Cut that language out.
You will lock me up.
Come on.
I've done nothing wrong. He's facing charges of robbery with a deadly weapon. Assault and conspiracy to commit a crime.
Do you understand?
Yes.
You do understand?
Yes. Has to be present.
We all win.
Has to be present.
One television self-help guru offered this explanation for Simpson's alleged behaviour.
This is not a crime at all. Like I said, I can be this thing today and say this to you. If he shoots me, I didn't mean to do it. I'm joking. I should be here. This ain't funny.
That should be great.
That's for sure. But I'm just saying, if I told you to jump off our, told you like a man in front of our bridge to jump off our bridge and you jump, I don't want to jump off our bridge.
If found guilty, Simpson faces up to 30 years in prison.
Call him now.
No, just call
him. Call my lawyer now. Now call my lawyer. Yeah, I know you're the police. Sorry.
He'll be back in court on Thursday when more charges are expected to emerge.
Call my lawyer now.
Can I just speak?
No, you can't.
Okay.
Assault!
Nicole Straw, 10 minutes.
Thank you.